Welcome to Shomach Shovah and the Daf. We're holding him in Nochis Daf Yudalef. The Gemara in Daf tells us how was Kmitza done? The Kohen took his three middle fingers, Choyfe B'Sholosh Etz Bo'Isof, and he would take out the Mincha from the top and the bottom with the top and the bottom finger. What is the inyan over here of the three middle fingers of the hand of the Kohen? Why doesn't he do a full hand? Why it's Davka Sholosh Etz Bo'Is? So is a sefer called Likutei Hashas Mehari, which is some divrei Torah al pi Kabbalah from the Arizal, on some inyanim b'shas. And he has one piece on this Gemara where he says inyanim al pi Kabbalah mamish. But one thing we can take out of what he says, the idea is that the kmitzo is the chasodim that come from above, but not all chasodim are something that have a kiyum that are able to be misgala in this world. So therefore, when we come to show the chesed comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what the kmitza shows. You could show only three out of the five fingers. To explain a little bit more what he means, let's start with the Shem Yishmuel, Parshat Tzav, Tafresh, Ayin Gimel, where the Shem Yishmuel explains what is the kmitza. The kmitza is equivalent to the taking the blood of the animal, as we see always in the Gemara. The kmitza is connected to Shechito. Now we know the koimitz is what goes in the mizbeach. It's like the blood of the behemoth that goes in the mizbeach. What is the blood of the behemoth? The blood of the behemoth is the chelek hanefesh of the behemoth. Is the spiritual aspect, the spiritual part of the behemoth that goes in the mizbeach. The same way the blood legebe hazevach is the spiritual part, so also the koimitz of the mincha is the spiritual part. So meaning the koimitz is the pnimius of the mincha, the holiest part of the mincha. Ayin in Sefer HaZmanim of Rav Yaakov Leiner, the one who wrote the Beis Yaakov from Ishbitz, the there in Inyo Imer Yudalit, he explains a little bit more Lagabi Kmitzo, says what it says about Mordechai. So it says that Haman told Mordechai, also miloy koim tzedidoch, your koimitz took away aseres alofim kasef that I brought in. So he explains there, Kmitzo is three fingers out of five. There's a remez over here. The remez is, we don't need too much. We take the minimal amount needed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything else in the world, all the moistures that we have in this world, we don't need it. We're not asking for Elam Hazeh. So we're taking the Ikar, the main thing that we have, and that's the three middle fingers, that's what we use, the whatever we need, the main thing, and the extra we pull out. Mashenk and the Goyim, they use all the moisture of Elam Hazeh. And that's the Milo, though, how Mordechai won Haman. Taking these two points and adding over here the Sefer Beis Yisrael that was written by Tzvi Hirsch Mizidichov, one of the early Sefer Chassidus. So he also explains in Yonim al-Pi Kabbalah, but it seems like what comes out from this all mixture together is that we know that in Yonei Chassadim that come to the world, the Shefa that comes from above needs to have a receptacle that will come and receive the Chesed. The Mincha is something that belongs to Midas Adin. That's why we daven mincha in the time of din. The midas adin is the receptacle of the chesed that comes to the world. And this is keidua, when there is chesed beloy gvul, so that's something that we cannot receive. That's something that doesn't belong to this world. This world belongs to midas adin, where things have a gvul, where things have some kind of limitation. In order to receive the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have the chesed come from above, being received within the midas adin in this world. That is the perfect combination. So the koimitz, that's the gilu yelukus, that's the connection to above, that's the neshama, that's the ruchnius, that's the chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we're not dealing with all the chesed, the only thing in the chesed that is able to be received here in the world. So what the Beis Yisrael writes is, the full hand is the, all the chesed in the world that comes from above. Two parts of the chesed are things that are already done, already fixed, are not something that we work here on this world. But we have three parts that they are the ones that need to be mitukon al dei bnei adam. That's what seems to be what the Arizal is telling us over here as a site. That when you have the kmitza of the koyin, you can't have the full hand of chesed. You can have something limited that was accepted by us. And adding here the Sefer HaZmanim wrote, that basically we're showing here that all the moisture in the world, something we don't need, the Pashup Shari is talking about, we don't need moisture that has to do with extra indulgence in the world. But there's an oimik inyan over here that we cannot receive all the chesed and shefa and above. So anything which is moisture, which is not what we are able to receive, we don't deal with it right now. So what comes out is the kmitza is the gilui and the connection to above. But we understand that we're not able fully to connect. We're not able fully to receive all the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu on us. So we have three fingers out of five. And that's what the Arizal seems to say over here, that we have the chasadim el yoinim, but they're not the full chasadim el yoinim. Only the ones that are able to reveal down here in the world. Only something that has kiyum in ha'amado in this world down here. Hadvarim amukim me'oit, but just to get a little taste of the maybe the soy that we have in this sugya. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.